Before they go on a buffalo hunt, they go to sweats and they pray. They cleanse themselves and purify themselves with sage.
Vast herds of millions of buffalo once grazed the North American prairie and formed the basis of the culture, economy, and spirituality of the Plains Indians. In less than 100 years after Lewis and Clark, indiscriminate killing reduced the buffalo to near extinction. Today, on Turtle Island Storytellers, Zona Lone's Arrow shares the tale of her grandfather, Joseph Noel Twohorn, who went on one of the last traditional buffalo hunts of the Hunkpapa band of the Teton Nation.
As they went, they found the buffalo. And so as he went, he rode up to this one buffalo and he shot him as he was running. As the buffalo ran, he pointed at his heart area and let go, and the arrow went piercing through him. This wounded buffalo turned on him and his horse, and he gored his horse in the side. And this horse went overhead, and my grandfather was thrown. And how long he laid there, he don't remember because he was knocked out. When he came to, he could hear the thunder was gone from the hooves of the buffalo as they went beyond his hearing. He looked and he saw this huge buffalo coming towards him. He was wounded too, and he thought, well, I'll give up because this buffalo is going to kill me. He's going to gore me, and I will be put to death too. So he prayed, my grandfather prayed, and he said, Tunkashala Unshimalayo, Tunkashala Unshimalayo, he said. Us Indians, we pray all the time. We don't let go of our Creator. We always pray for everything. And that's what Grandpa did. And he had faith, so he laid still, and this buffalo was coming, grunting, and the ground shook above him. The buffalo talked to him. And the buffalo said, Takuja he mie elo, ni tunkashila he mie elo, he said. He said, Grandson, grandson, this is me, your grandfather. The buffalo called him White Butterfly. He said, Grandson, White Butterfly, this is me, your grandfather. He said, when after I leave you, grandson, I am going into the spirit world now. You see all these buffaloes, he said, them are your people. Them were my people. I ruled them. I taught them. I provided for them. I guarded them. But now I am going to leave you, grandson, White Butterfly. But from now on, after I leave you, your name is going to be No Twohorn. Remember that. And he said, when I fall ahead of you, and leave you, he said, stand up and look towards the east, and there you will find a medicine, which is the Wiohiampataha, he said, the east, which is a life, new life. And the Wiohiampataha, the south, that means new life and healing. You will find another root, another medicine there. I'm giving these to you to use. And then when you turn to the west, Wiochpeataha, They said, you will find another medicine. You take the root and you use it. He said, you will be living a long time and long life, for you teach the people how to live and to have a long life. He said, grandson, I had a long life. That's why I don't have no horns. He said, and I'm glad that I'm going to leave you. But you turn to the north, and there you'll find another medicine. Take the root, because that's for strength for your life. Use these four roots, and them are your medicines for life. And he also knew about that horse that was gored. He said, the water that you carry on your side, he said, and take that root, the new life, he said, take that root and chew it. Take the water from your side, he said, and wash your animal that was gored. Wash it off and put all the insides back in there and chew up that life, that healing, chew that up and blow it onto that horse, and it will heal your horse, and the new life, blow that into his nostrils and blow the strength from the north and blow that into his nostrils and rub him with long life. And your horse will be all right. That's the first miracle to show you that I'll be with you all your life. Your people are depending upon you, grandson. So take this and other miracles. You can find out that you are from the Tatanka Oyate. You're going to be the first of the Tatanka Oyate. When any trouble comes, we're going to come and help you. We will be with you, he said. And so then he gave up the spirit and left. So my grandfather did just what he told him. I'd live. For what my grandfather said was the truth, and many things have happened to me to show me that I am from the Buffalo people. And my grandfather, he lived to be over 100 years old. Everything he did was good for the benefit of his people. Thank you. Oh.
An example to younger generations, Zona Lone's Arrow is a respected elder who lives on the Standing Rock Indian Reservation in Fort Yates, North Dakota. When Lewis and Clark met the Teton Sioux, they may not have seen the complex richness of their culture they were attempting to bring under the sovereignty of the Great White Father back in Washington, D.C. Across North America, there existed one of the most sophisticated fabrics of social, political, spiritual life ever developed on Earth. Hundreds of tribes with hundreds of distinct languages, philosophies, and governmental systems coexisted side by side. Over the millennia, a balance as delicate as the great web of life was created between the nations. Today, as Native nations, we face many of the harsh realities of modern life. Yet there lives and breathes a spirit of renewal based on the tools of the present and teachings of the past. Our children go forward one step at a time. May their endeavors bring balance again to the people. Thanks for joining us today on Wisdom of the Elders. I'm Arlie Neskai. Hagonet, till we meet again.
Wisdom of the Elders is an American Indian nonprofit organization with a mission of cultural preservation, education, and race reconciliation. We record and share the oral history and cultural arts of Indigenous elders, storytellers, historians, and song carriers. Wisdom of the Elders Radio is produced in Portland, Oregon, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail National Park Service, National Endowment for the Humanities, and National Endowment for the Arts. Special thanks to our producers, Clark Salisbury, Brian Bull, Judy Bluehorse Skelton, and Milton Jamie Lee. Field producer, William Ward. Story editor and director, Larry Johnson. Music director, Nico Wind. Archivist, Paul Woodsong. Web team, Clark Salisbury and Rebecca Freeman. Executive producer, Rose Highbear.